But although we might be small in faith next to those first-century Christians, at least we could follow their example. And so after dinner I did kneel down and pray once more with them all. And then these Christians in the centre of the communist world wept and embraced me and accompanied me to my little blue ship. Chapter 16. The work begins to expand. When finally I crossed the Dutch border again, I had been away from home more than 2 months, considerably longer than I had expected because of the lengthy detour both going and coming. I pulled into Witte late at night, exhausted yet exhilarated. I raced up the ladder, shouting, "Corrie! Corrie, I'm home!" Corrie stumbled to the door, blinking, happy, overflowing with wonderful small talk that could hold to the subject for no longer than 30 seconds. "Yes, everything is just fine. The leak in the roof is worse, the family is all well. Early June is what the doctor says now, but with first babies it's sometimes difficult to tell. Are you sure you don't want more coffee?" Joppie arrived on the 4th of June, 1959. He was born at home, as I had been, and I was with Corrie the whole time, just as Papa had seen all of us into the world. And with his arrival it was clearer than ever that Corrie and I needed a home of our own. Gelcher's third child was on its way, and Cornelius and his wife were expecting their first. Even by Dutch standards the little house was bursting at the seams. The problem was where to go. Though this was 1959, the effects of the war were still being felt everywhere in Holland. Housing in our small country had never been plentiful, and since 1945 every available brick had gone to rebuilding homes bombed or flooded during the war. Although Witte's population was mushrooming, there hadn't been a new building there since the 1930s. When I went to see the Burgomaster about house rentals, he shook his head. "I'll have to add your name to the end of the list, Andrew," he said, "and I may as well tell you now, that list hasn't moved by a single name in almost 3 years." "Well, sir, we have to start somewhere. Put us down." "If you could find a house to buy, that would be different, of course. The waiting list applies only to rentals." "Thank you for the compliment, sir. Where on earth would I find enough money to buy a house?" The Burgomaster nodded. "Not only that," he said, "as far as I know, there are no houses for sale anyhow." As the summer dragged on and the clothes that people continued to send again swamped the little room over the shed, we began for the first time to make a serious prayer campaign of our need. Every night, for a week, we laid our situation before God, trustingly and expectantly. And on the morning of the eighth day, I had an idea. I was sitting out for the post office, but I had barely crossed the canal in front of our house when I remembered something. The schoolteacher who was moving to Haarlem, wasn't he renting old Wim's house in town?